So, after we got hate crimed,
assaulted, yeah,
we just kept walking, and then we went to see Get Out. Where is that? Where were we? Just
United Artists, I think.
Okay.
Columbus Boulevard.
Yeah. So we got to watch that. It was expensive as fuck.
Yeah,
and
bad.
If you haven't seen the movie Get Out, don't. That movie fucking sucked dick.
No, do yourself a favor and see it. It's very important.
It is important that you go see it.
I read literally like 5 statuses. Like, seriously, like you have to, you owe it to yourself to get
it.
It's like,
man,
dude,
that movie sucked.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't fucking. I'd have watched it on TV. You know, if I was here on a Saturday night, I would have watched it on TV.
And then I would have said, this movie fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Dude, you got to read the Rotten Tomatoes fucking reviews are hilarious.
What's it say?
Like this one from Matthew Lacona from the San Diego Reader. He's a top movie critic.
Of course.
Cultural appropriation shifts from problematic to horrific in writer-director Jordan Peele's sharp take on the scary world of stuff white people like. That's a real review.
Jesus Christ, dude.
This is a good one by Will Leach from the New Republic. He says, Get Out has its surface scares, but it's what's lingering beneath that's most frightening. The sense that no matter where you turn, no matter how many people claim they're on your side, they're out to get you.
Dude, I've given you my theory on this before, right?
This is great. Amy Nicholson. These are all white people reviews, by the way. This is Amy Nicholson from MTV. In most slasher flicks, a guy like Chris would die first. Peele's joke is that the cliche has it backwards. Young black men know their lives are in peril from the first frame. Ooh, spooky.
That, dude, I'm telling you, this is just... You know how back in, like, the early South, there was, like, obviously say you're, like, kind of dumb, you just follow the trend, you join the KKK, and that was, like, you didn't put any thought into it. Those same kids now are, those same dumb brain now is, like, we hate racism, but they just don't know how to fucking navigate these waters to where they're, like, they'll see that and be, like, that was the best movie I ever saw, and it's, like, why? Yeah, the movie was fucking okay.
The movie wasn't scary. There was literally not a scary part.
Yeah.
Was there a scary part?
I get scared easily at movies. If you make a loud noise in a movie, I jump. So I jumped at the gallows.
You thought
dude.
That movie was scary.
No, it wasn't scary at all. I wasn't scared. I just got startled a couple times.
The only thing funny about it was his black friend.
Yeah.
Who just used about his standard. He's like, I'm the motherfucking TSA, dog. I just fucking saved your ass.
Yeah, that was pretty cliche.
Credits. It's like, are you kidding?
That was pretty cliche.
That's black people?
It's just like, man, you better get the fuck up out of there. And everyone's like, ah. It's pretty cliche. The whole movie was a big cliche.
I mean, it's supposed to be satire and like, but it's so,
satire,
it's so obvious. It's not, there was no subtleties at all. It was a black guy getting attacked by white people with lacrosse sticks.
Yeah.
Who want his strong, muscular body.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that's still technically satire. It's just, I know what you're saying.
It's not satire.
Why, you said it has to be, like,
satire
snuck
is supposed
in there?
To be counterculture.
That's 100%
cultural.
No, I see what you're saying. No, absolutely. It's not, there's not, like, that's not rallying against this big, pervasive, That's where it becomes, it's satire, becomes propaganda.
No, it was just bad.
Yeah.
It was just bad.
That was wild, man.
That was propaganda. That was fucking insane.
That was literally propaganda for white pussies. To be like, and I never do that. And it's like, dude.
Oh, my God.
That was shitty. That sucked.
The evil white people, dude.
Yeah, that was wild. That was weird, man. I literally felt weird in there. I was watching it, and I was like... And it's not like the movie itself is shocking.
Oh, yeah, we went to a black movie theater to watch it.
Yeah. But the movie itself isn't shocking. It was just like the fact that I know so many people who are like, you got to see this on Facebook
is
like, and I don't barely look at Facebook. So, like, there was like 5 people out of like a 2-second scroll who were like, this is the best.
Yeah.
So I barely look, and I saw that, and I knew it. I was like, I know that movie sucks. I bet it. And I'm not just like.
I had a feeling it. Actually, you know what? I thought it could be decent.
I thought it'd
be scary.
Exactly.
I knew what from the first time I saw a preview for it, I was like, are they really going to make a movie where literally the monster is white people?
Well, I don't even
That's
that.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't. I mean, I don't know.
What's your hang up here?
I don't think that's like that bad where they're making a movie where white people are the monster. I don't like.
Yeah, if they're making white people the monster. Because that's, I mean, it's not like Texas Chainsaw Massacre is a white family.
No, that, yeah, that's very, yeah, yeah, yeah.
These are just white people like, yes, we want the black man.
Yeah, that was weird. That was fucking weird. Fucking bizarre. We want to live through your strong bodies and eyes. And it was like.
It's like, why black people? He's like, because you're stronger and faster than us. Yes.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
But I mean, that's, you know, he'll be like, well, that was the whole joke behind it. It's a big joke, but it's like.
I don't think that's a joke that they're. I think they believe that statement.
Yeah.
I think Jordan Peele. Yeah. I think that's pretty. You're allowed to say that with complete certainty.
Yeah,
you can be
sense.
Like, yes, black people are faster and stronger than white people. You're allowed to say that. And people will be like, yes.
Yes. But no, yeah.
It's weird.
That is weird. It was a weird. That movie was very unsettling. It's just, I'm telling you, man, it's the movement of white pussies in America.
Yeah, and it's not unsettling. It's not unsettling for what it tried to be unsettling about. It's unsettling that people actually think that this is a good movie.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's fucking crazy.
That's not exactly. The movie itself, I wasn't like, this is outrageous. I was like freaked out by how much everyone loves that. It was weird. It's weird stuff, dude. We're living in the fucking, the world of white pussydom. But it's just a stupid movie. I guarantee it's like, from living, doing stand-up in Philly, you think like, my God, everyone loves this movie. It's just our white pussy friends. I'll ask like 10 people I know you see that. They're like, well, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, yeah, they're not going to fucking see it. But then you look at the reviews, it's still at 99% or 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah,
right
but
now.
That's all the same type of person reviewing
yeah,
it.
But that's still fucking insane.
Chuck up a review.
I just did. I was.
Did you take it down? You took it down, Peg?
Oh, I'm no. The people review, it's at 89%.
Yeah, dude. Some people got on that, got fired up, and were like, get the fuck out of here. No, I mean, all things aside, it was a. I don't know.
Bad.
Dude.
It wasn't good.
It is not even the racial part of it. Like, even being all that stuff.
If
like,
it
if someone's like,
racial.
Go see that movie. It's like, I saw. What the fuck did I just see? What was the movie that came out where the guy was trying to find his son? It just came out. Who the fuck was in it? I don't know. It was a movie where, like, it was called Sleepless, where the guy, Jamie Foxx, tries to find his son.
Oh.
I saw it. Pretty fucking bad. If everyone was like, yo, you gotta see Sleepless, I'd be like, what the fuck? You're like, no, you don't. It's all right. You don't have to see it. That was the same level of movie. It was like, yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
That's wild fucking shit,
this
dude.
This would be funny.
What is it?
I just want to see what The Departed got on Rotten Tomatoes. The Departed had a critic review of 91%.
That's pretty good.
That's like probably the best movie I can think of.
Yeah. That's someone, dude. That
Get
movie,
Out is at
Get Out. Someone's 100%. Departed. That's someone's Departed. Think about that.
That's everybody's Departed.
Get Out.
That's so powerful.
That is. That was so good, dude. Damn. I'm so happy we saw that.
Whew.
That woke me up.
It was expensive as fuck.
That's
that was all
thing.
My money.
Well,
I got pretzels and a soda and fucking $30 worth of fucking movie tickets to go see
that. Tap into that white trust fund, dude.
No, that was all my money. I got fucking hate crimed on the way there. And then I
you got robbed by IMAX.
All my money in my pocket.
Damn, dude.
All this fucking white privilege I have. I'm wearing a fucking tracksuit and eating beans every day. What the fuck is going on, man? I mean, I guess the white privilege is I could always go home and get money from my parents.
That's true.
And I am doing a podcast right now. So, yeah, I have some white privilege.
Definitely.
I am checking my privilege right now.
Check your privilege. Thank you. Yes.
I just checked it.
I just grabbed the air.
Thank you. Yes. Queen. Yes. To all our listeners, I apologize. Get Out is the best movie.
Thank you.
Whew.
Go see it. You owe it to yourself. It was just brilliant. It was so subversive.
It was
dude.
Crazy how subversive that
so
was.
So subversive.
There was all these things that if you watch it, you probably won't catch it. You
yeah.
know what I mean? But
I might go see it again
it,
to see if
yeah,
there's anything
if
can I
can
change.
It
see if there's anything
out,
I'm doing that might be causing people uncomfort.
Could be. It turns out, I just read this, one of the secret plots to that movie is that white people are evil.
Yeah.
I didn't even get that at all throughout
really?
The whole movie.
No, I didn't pick that up at all. I was just kind of thinking about my own experiences and what I might be doing to kind of cause distress.
Yes.
Which I think is the takeaway.
I just...
The best movie I've ever seen. I'm going to go on... I got to get on Facebook right now, dude, and talk about how great the movie is.
Yeah, I was actually going to... I was honestly in the car ride home. I was just going to post, you know, fucking Get Out sucked, right? Yeah, like, yeah. We all know that movie sucked, right? And then in my head, I was just like, no, because then every fucking pussy is going to be like, of course that's what you say, you white fucking
asshole. And Kenny didn't like it.
It's just bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you know what? If we're on that, I thought 12 Years a Slave fucking sucked a little bit,
too.
I
didn't see it.
It was fucking boring.
Really?
Yeah. But it was way better than Get Out.
Yeah.
10 times better.
I didn't see it. I don't know.
I'd watch... I'm trying to think of some more classic white guilts. I'd probably watch that one about the Mexican runners with Kevin Costner.
What's that?
Get Out.
What's the Mexican runners?
It was called McFarland USA.
I don't catch a lot of these flicks.
It was another preview that I just could not fucking... I couldn't believe it.
You had to see it?
It was hilarious. No, I didn't see the movie.
What was it about?
I think... A track coach at a high school in Texas starts, like, recruiting migrant workers' sons to run cross-country.
He starts getting the lads?
He starts getting a bunch of lads that fucking crush everybody. And then in the preview, it's so funny. In the preview, one of the lads is, like, at the starting line.
Uh-huh.
And a white kid next to him is like, I'm going to beat you or something like that. And the lad looks at him and is like, this ain't the golf course. Fucking... Pizza. It's like, what the dude, fuck,
since
dude?
When do white people before a foot race start talking shit to minorities? Never. Yeah. There's never in your life. It's always, you get to the line and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, you get to the line, there's a black guy. It's like, what fucking
yeah, like,
is
I'm going to beat you, black boy. Look how fast I am. You'd be like, God, fuck.
Yeah.
Damn it. Yeah, dude. We should write a screenplay right now about, like, literally just cash in. Just be like, this is the time that white people did all this bad stuff. And it's just like, yes, I'll buy it. How many scripts like that are bought and just not made?
We could write a script right now about you and me moving into this neighborhood where everything is perfect.
Yeah.
And then we gentrify it and start kicking people out. By the way, we were driving through fucking North Philly to get to the movie theater. And boy, does that need some fucking gentrifying. What
you're
a fucking
shithole. You're going to build some houses? You should start releasing movies and just building, like, gentrification houses.
I'll start releasing race movies, like, race and then gentrify cities. Fucking Jordan Peele's bitch ass, dude. What a fucking pussy, dude.
Dude, that'd be such a funny job description. It was like your business card was like gentrifier and reverse racism movies.
I gotta look up Jordan Peele, man. I didn't realize how fucking tough he's had it with white people.
JP?
Yeah, man. You know how all those evil white people...
You think they got him? I don't know what his deal
made
was.
Made his bitch-ass rich.
Dude. I can't believe we got attacked earlier. We're on, dude.
We're back?
We're in. We're rolling.
Nice.
We're back. Back in the fucking fold.
Had to take a break to do some research on Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's had a tough life. He really has.
That basically probably was his life, the movie Get Out.
Definitely. He actually probably is a white guy trapped in there.
You think he is?
Definitely.
Who do you think he is?
He could be his white mom.
Really? You think he is his white mom trapped
could
in
be his
black
white
body?
Mother. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shit. That's tight.
Or his white wife. Could be that. Could be his white wife or his white mother.
Huh.
Or maybe somebody he met at Sarah Lawrence College.
What's that?
A fucking liberal arts school in...
Massachusetts?
New York.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's not about that.
That fucking movie sucked. If you said you liked it, you really didn't, and you're just
lying.
A fucking white pussy.
Now, a movie, if you want to go by that, like Django, is fucking one of the best movies ever.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Good movie, yeah.
Great movie. It's about a black guy breaking out, killing a bunch of white people.
It was sick.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, it was. It was good.
This movie sucked dick.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. It gets hyped up by the fucking same people who are like, yes, this is so good. When I did online dating, I had a girl, first thing she said to me was like, I was like, how was your day? And she's like, I just listened to Beyonce, so it's been going great so far. And in my head, and like, she had like a protest sign as a thing. So in my head, I'm like, damn, dude, this chick sucks. And then she said one other thing. I didn't even ask her about it. She's like, how do you feel about our orange president? And I'm like... I was like, you're a little too BuzzFeedy for me. We can't really talk. She's like, you don't know anything about me. I'm like, I literally know how you feel about every single thing.
I know
every single thing about to come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
And I want nothing to do with it.
You're actually racist.
Well, it says that you just suck. You're just a simple-minded fool.
Fuck yeah.
So I felt about it.
Those people are actually, they don't understand that they are actually racist.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, for her to be like, I love Beyonce. It's like, fucking take it easy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, dude, I don't.
Take it easy.
I don't care. Why would you come, like, why, like, I don't give a fuck. I wouldn't be like, yo, I was listening to the Eagles all day. Also, fucking so glad fucking Trump or Obama's out of the office. If I opened up with, like, which I don't even give a fuck about. But I would never open up a thing with political banter.
No, you would never walk. Like, I would never meet a girl and be like, I was listening. I was just listening to The Roots and Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
And even if I was listening to that, the only reason she said she was listening to that is so you knew she was open-minded.
Yeah.
That's why she said it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
I
why
mean,
a white chick being like outward about Beyonce is my favorite artist without you asking her.
Yeah.
Is just her way of being like, I'm woke. I'm good.
Yeah, but here's my thing, dude. Are you open-minded or are you?
No, I know exactly.
Yeah, yeah, I know you
to,
know that.
To even make that statement proves that you're not.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if you come out and say like I'm so not racist, it's like why did you say
you're
that?
You're a fucking weirdo.
Why did
yeah.
you just say that?
Exactly.
You fucking crazy fuck.
Yeah, that's so fucking weird. I swear to God, it's more. See, I don't even get like, well, this person's right. Like, you're an idiot. That's my thing. I'm like, oh, fuck, you're an idiot. I didn't think you're an idiot. And there's so many fucking idiots now. And it sucks when they feed off each other.
Yeah, they all feed off each other. We just went to see a movie that they're feeding on right now.
Yeah, literally, they're feeding on it,
they're
dude.
They're feasting on it. They're oh, suckling on its
how
teeth.
Many, dude, how many profile? It's probably it's going to be a new profile picture of them in front of Get Out. Like, oh, that's the new French flag boy. For a week. And then it'll be like, there's another great thing. Come on.
Fuck, I'm trying to think. There's got to be another good White Guilt movie coming out.
Oh, dude, they're going to start. Those they're making money too. That's the thing.
Fuck yeah!
I was explaining that to someone the other day. They're like, "Well, how come they keep
they just
coming out with them?"
All of my money.
Yeah, they did. Put in that bullshit IMAX.
They just caught my fucking money.
I can't wait. The net, yo. There's and they're gonna keep getting like, dude. They're gonna keep pushing that envelope. What that is?
That was was literally the furthest I've seen that envelope pushed. That was the furthest I've seen it. That movie.
Yeah.
Django did it, but Django was so funny about it.
It was fucking funny.
Like, and Django was just like Inglourious Basterds, where it's like. Those, yeah, that's who should be getting shot.
Yeah.
Is slaveholders in the South.
Yeah. Well,
instead,
I mean,
they're just like, in this movie, it's like all white people. It could be any white person. Just if you think they're nice, watch out.
Yeah.
They'll kidnap
they
you.
Want you. Well, I'm telling you, that's what I was telling you about on the way home. That movie was heavy tones of like erasing black culture and
yeah.
like whitewashing the world. And it's like, all right, I guess. I don't know. That was just fucking weird, man. That was a weird. That was a weird thing.
It was eye-opening.
Yeah, I mean...
We need to stop appropriating culture.
That's true.
I turned my hat around as soon as I left
Flip
the theater.
Flip that forward, dude.
Flipped it forward and bent the shit out of the brim as hard
good.
As I could.
Bent that in a fucking V.
Yep.
Like the kid from the Sandlot.
I threw my dip, and now I'm spitting into my empty Starbucks cup.
Good.
Actually, I'm pretty fucking white right now.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, that shamrock on your hat.
It's a fucking shamrock hat.
Yeah.
Notre Dame hat.
I got an unkempt goatee right now.
Yeah. Maybe that's why those two young lads fucking assaulted us.
Why?
Because they could feel our whiteness.
Maybe.
Or they just saw that movie and thought we were out to try to
capture
them.
They probably
thought
we were about to steal their brains.
White
so,
people,
so we could ride their bicycles,
white
dude.
People are we're the new fucking zombies, dude. White people are out.
Oh, this is
brains.
Sweet, dude. I wanted to ride that. I wanted to pop a wheelie on his bicycle so bad. I wanted to steal his eyes, dude. And just fucking... That'd be fun.
The best... I think my favorite part in that movie was the white kid, the white brother... Like, he used jujitsu.
Yeah, that was
the
pretty
The white
tight.
Man's tricks, dude.
He's like, do you like MMA, bro?
He's like, white people are up. That's all we do. We train jujitsu.
Yeah.
And we try to steal your brains.
Exactly.
Classic white people.
Yeah, the brother was very poorly played. That
really?
Was a really shitty acting.
I thought it was fucking Macaulay Culkin at first.
That would have been sick.
Like
they had
Macaulay,
I'd have been like, all right. As a good
if he would have Home Alone to black people to catch him, like he gets a couple fucking
paint buckets coming down.
Paint cans at a fucking bodega. They walk in, he fucking knocks them out.
God damn, that was
boy.
A bad fucking movie.
Shame on...
Oh, man, I don't know whoever...
The one twist that got me was at the very end when the cop car pulls
up.
Oh,
yeah.
I was like, dude,
sure.
If he gets shot by a cop right now,
I thought for
I am
sure.
fucking... This is the worst movie I've ever seen
yeah.
in my life.
I just thought maybe arrest it. I was like,
and then it surprised me even more by how much worse that ending actually was.
Him being like,
I told y'all not to go in there with them white folks.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the movie.
Yeah. Fuck, man.
Like, I didn't even think about that. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I saw that ending. I didn't even think about that. That's fucking really weird.
Yeah. A fucking black dude pulled up and was like, we the TS motherfucking A, dog. Yeah, I got you. I told you not to go in there with them white folks. And they drive away.
Dude, what would be...
And white people just jerk off everywhere in the movie theater. Like, yeah.
Oh, my God. Pictures of themselves at the credits like, I saw it. I'm not racist. That buys you like 2 days of not being.
And then we walk
racist.
Outside, and one of our friends, Keith from up the block,
fellow comedian, fellow big comic, shout out.
He's like, "Yo, let me get a picture with you two."
Yeah.
And then we're just white props.
Yeah, dude.
So we get hate crime. Walk, go see a movie where white guys are the bad guys, and the black hero kills everyone and rides off into the sunset. And then we walk out into the fucking lobby of the theater, and a black dude is like, "Yo, take this picture with me real quick."
Yeah.
Like, holy fuck.
He's going to look really uncomfortable.
He's like, yo, you guys be happy. I'm going to look uncomfortable.
Yeah.
They're like, all right.
That was funny. That was, dude.
When in reality, he was happy and we were uncomfortable.
I was, dude, I can't wait to see that picture because I was like trying to smile and I was just
I know. I was smiling at first and then I was like, what if I'm being a pussy.
I can't
fuck
fake
this.
Smile. If I feel kind of weird, I'm like, my face.
Both of our faces must look fucking retarded because I made the same
so
face.
So fucking funny.
Fuck, dude. That was wild.
What a gloomy day. Yeah, that...
It's not gloomy. It's just fucking weird.
That's kind of gloomy. It sucks that, like, that's cool. I'm telling you, as a white person, it's like, go see Get Out, write about how much you love it on Facebook, take a picture at a fucking march, and, like, that gives you about a year of people like, yeah, he's good. He's not racist. And then, but, you know, you get a year. And if you do too much improv... You gotta watch out.
If you do too much improv,
that's the trick.
You might not be racist, but you'll probably finger a chick.
You get those grabby hands.
You get
dude.
A little grabby.
You watch out. That's the thing,
white
dude.
Grabby hands.
And that's what they're doing. If you have the need all the time to be like, I'm not racist, I'm the best. What the fuck are you doing then?
Yeah, what are you up to?
Are you fucking bumping and grinding on your improv partner? That's the shell game, dude.
You think?
Oh, all day long. Holding the signs. All you're just trying to pinch people's butts during the fucking play rehearsal.
You think?
100%.
That's your theory?
Dude, that's not my theory. That's fact.
You do have really horrible theories, but I might... You might
you
might
I'm
have
that
on
one.
One.
I know.
There's some weight to it.
Dude,